If you're ape over Jane Goodall, then you will be just thrilled to know who is at Do Good Day. Yes, the Jane Goodall Institute. And if you saw her over in Tampa last year, it was amazing. Bonnie Eaton is here with us today. Welcome, Bonnie.
Welcome. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the mission and what's going on here in Tampa Bay with this institute.
So I work for the Jane Goodall Institute, which is based in Washington, D.C., but I am the local coordinator for our youth program, which is called Roots and Shoots, and we support young people who would like to take on a service project in the community that benefits animals, people, or the environment.
Incredible. Tell us some of the things the kids can do when they get involved with this.
Well, it's all up to the kids to decide what kind of need they would like to meet in their community, but they might work with an animal shelter, they might want to do something like install a pollinator garden on their school campus, do a litter cleanup. There's all kinds of things that they might get involved in.
I see that you brought some terrific books today, and of course, reading is a window to the world. Can you tell us a little bit about the books you might suggest to people listening to this?
Well, there are a lot of books about Jane Goodall for all ages, and some of the favorites that I like to read them help to spread her message, because Jane is a very hopeful person and she really believes in the power of the individual to make a difference. So I think a lot of the books that you'll find about Jane offer that level of optimism and hope that I think is really needed right now.
Absolutely. You know, I have to say here that I'm looking at chimpanzees, Jane Goodall, an inspiring story. You know, Jane was a scientist and a researcher before it was cool for women to be that. Let's talk about that for a minute and how she opened doors for women now to get involved in science and research.
She absolutely did, and that's something that I really enjoy talking about with young people. At the time when Jane became a scientist, as you mentioned, that wasn't an opportunity typically for women. And Jane doesn't really see barriers in any sense of the word. So she was passionate about animals, she would say, from the day she was born. And she believes that we should pursue our passions and not be concerned about any barriers that real or perceived, that you can find a way and you can pursue your passion.
So I take it you probably go to schools and places where we find young people from every age. Tell us a little bit about that program.
Yes, I'm happy to go out into schools and teach them a little bit about Jane and teach them a little bit about the opportunity to go and do service in their community.
How did you get involved with this excellent organization?
Well, I myself was a teacher. I was a middle school teacher in Tampa, and I would take my kids out to learn about our local environment and how to take good care of it. And I also have a background in nonprofit administration, so those two skills really came together in this opportunity.
So before we wrap up our conversation, what's some advice for parents who want to train children to be stewards of nature and of the natural world?
Probably, first of all, just to celebrate what's around them and come to appreciate the beauty that surrounds them. I think to start with that, because we hear a lot of gloom and doom these days about our environment, but I think we need to start with loving it and enjoying it, and then maybe we can work on protecting it.
So tell us where we can learn more on the website.
Well, rootsandshoots.org. And one of the things I also wanted to mention is that we are launching next week in partnership with several local environmental organizations, Earth Month Tampa Bay. And you can find all kinds of information about opportunities to volunteer with kids, with your family, or with your coworkers, and go out and do good in the Tampa Bay region for our environment.
We're going to have you back on air to talk about that, because we love Mother Nature at Radio St. Pete. So, folks, I'm at Do Good Day, the Sassy Scribe. We're here all day. So many great nonprofits. We've been talking with Bonnie Eaton, with the Jane Goodall, for Jane Goodall Roots and Shoots program. Together we can, together we will save Mother Earth. What a quote from Dr. Jane Goodall. Thank you, Bonnie, for being here.
Thank you. My pleasure.